Regional Referral Hospital is reporting a surge in severe malaria cases, leading to preventable deaths, especially among the children. According to the medical officer, Dr. Emmanuel Mugerwa, the increase is largely driven by delayed health-seeking behavior and failure by the caregivers to follow treatment guidelines. He revealed that 2 children died last month due to complicated malaria.
Complicated malaria, there is a criteria for diagnosing complicated malaria. So usually when someone gets malaria, it's in some cases associated with complications. So we can call it either severe or complicated. So when we test, when you do the malaria test, the blood smear, we can actually see a hyperparasitemia, meaning the parasites in the blood are quite many. So on a blood smear, you can see like a +3. That's one of the first signs. Then some of the complications, a patient can come with severe anemia. Blood levels in simple terms are very low. We have other complications like kidney failure, cerebral malaria.
Meanwhile, in charge of the pediatrics ward 5, Mary Grace Abolo, has blamed some parents for seeking medical care only when children are in critical condition. The hospital records show that 144 children were admitted with malaria last month alone. Health workers are now urging parents to seek early treatment and ensure children sleep under treated mosquito nets to prevent severe malaria. And parents of